Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, ice is now covering just about every lake in northern Iowa, but conditions are variable throughout. This upcoming weekend is definitely going to present us with some conditions that should build ice quickly. Now, some anglers are starting to venture out, but as always, use extreme caution, especially this early in the ice fishing season. The following reports are for Wednesday, December 14th, so conditions could change in that time if you go out to these lakes. At Arrowhead Lake in Sac County, ice thickness off the boat ramp ranged from 3 to 5 inches. There are likely unsafe areas out in the middle of the lake, as this lake tends to take longer to ice over. At Black Hawk Lake, ice thickness off Ice House Point boat ramp ranged from 4 to 6 inches. Ice depths in mid-lake areas are likely less. Use extreme caution if venturing out anywhere on the lake, and drill test holes frequently. Below average air temperatures the next few days should continue to build quality ice throughout the district. Anglers are just starting to venture out on Black Hawk, and we've seen a few ice shacks set up next to the handicapped accessible dock in Town Bay, but no word on what's being caught. Up north at Clear Lake, the ice thickness is 3 to 5 inches on most of the Little Lake and 2 to 4 inches on the main lake. Yellow bass are taking waxworms and spikes, fish near the bottom in 10 to 12 feet of water. A few smaller perch are also being caught. Walleyes are hitting jigs tipped with bait, but most are less than 14 inches, but a few keepers are being caught. At Lake Cornelia, ice thickness is 3 to 4 inches with no fishing activity reported. At Lake Smith, ice thickness is 4 to 6 inches, and some average-sized bluegills are biting on waxworms. At Big Spirit Lake, there has been very little fishing activity due to the extreme cold and high winds in that area. Weekend forecasts show cold conditions, high winds, and snow through Sunday. Look for an improvement as more typical temperatures are in the forecast starting Monday. Ice conditions on Big Spirit have improved with 5 inches of ice on most locations on the lake. At Center Lake, there is around 4 inches of ice at the boat ramp. At East Okoboji Lake, fishing activity has been almost non-existent. The lake is ice covered with 5 to 6 inches at most of the boat ramps. At Five Island Lake, anglers are reporting 5 inches of ice on most of the lake. Now, there is no fishing activity reported for West Okoboji Lake. The majority of the lake had open water earlier in the week, but it was close to complete ice coverage as of Thursday, December 15th. In southern Iowa, farm ponds and small lakes are frozen over with around 3 to 5 inches of ice. Larger lakes had variable conditions from 3 inches to large areas of open water. More fishing reports will become available as soon as anglers start getting out on the ice down there. Well, this weekend has the last days for the second shotgun season of deer, with the last day being Sunday, December 18th. The weather conditions are forecasted to be pretty extreme, with very low temps and high winds. If you're going to hunt deer, bundle up and look for them in thick, heavy cover and close to good food sources. Iowa's late muzzleloader deer season begins December 19th, which is the final season that any deer licenses are available. Nearly 30,000 hunters participated in late muzzleloader season last year, and the DNR expects similar numbers again this year. Archery season also reopens on December 19th, so bow hunters with unfilled tags will likely be heading back to their tree stands as well. Hunters are required to wear blaze orange during the late muzzleloader season, but party hunting is not allowed. And hunters are reminded to report their harvest within 24 hours of recovering their deer. This information is an important part of the data needed to manage Iowa's deer herd. Also, don't forget the pheasant season is still open, and with the weather conditions the way they are, expect to find higher concentrations of birds and thick, heavy cover close to food. If you play the strong winds right, you might be able to walk right up on them. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.